My name's Bruce Stockman. I'm the chairman of the Community Management Committee in Barra. It was a committee that instigated the preservation of this building, and they're a group of community-minded people who look for projects like this for the betterment of the town. And at this stage, this is our latest project, the famous Midnight Oil House, made famous by the photo on the front cover of Diesel and Dust, taken by Ken Duncan, a world-renowned photographer. We've got, as you can see, the building's in a poor state of repair and is, well, about ready to collapse. And what we're doing is trying to preserve it so it doesn't fall into a heap of rubble. The building itself has been photographed by many famous photographers. The photographs have been Australia-wide, and even in the Dubai airport have a photo in the airport, as well as Gate 28 Adelaide Airport, Canberra Mint, and it's a worldwide famous photograph. And we're going to include this on the tourism trail in Barra, because as you know, Barra's quite a heritage town, and this would fit in nicely with people that know about Midnight Oil, are not aware of where it is, and it will make them aware that it's definitely at Barra. And I think it will augment nicely in the future. It's only a 1920, it's not a heritage, it's a 1920 building. The original house was over there on the hill, and that was built in around the 1870s. Of course, the people I knew that lived here and went to school with, this was built in 1920, they came to work here, lived here, and that house was already a ruins, but it was 70 years old, so we're looking at another era, really. But the roof is the main problem. Some 30 years ago, someone's taken all the timber out the roof, and it's just going up and down on the walls, pushing the tops of the walls out. And our builder informs us, he said, I don't think it'll last another winter. He's coming after Easter and going to stabilise it and put new timbers across, jack the roof up and stabilise that part. And then early June we have a local stonemason who's itching to get into it and restore it. And we're looking at a figure of $13,000 just to preserve it as it is. So that'll last another 60, 70 years. And it's not a lot of money, but of course, if you would like to donate, we have a bank account number at the Bank SA, but we also have a box number, box 249, Barra Post Office 5417. So it'll be quite easy to just drop a cheque in and send it to that post box, if you wouldn't mind, please. Thank you. That corner on the off the Barrier Highway has been called Cobb and Co's Corner for 150 years. And we at this stage are trying to establish where the Cobb and Co comes in. Now, I had a newspaper clipping described to me last week of a paddock of hay being cut here for Cobb and Co horses. And the chap's going to do more research for me. We think this area may have been stabling and horse changeover area, and they went into town and picked the mail up and the people up. Then they went up that road up the hill and went to Melrose and maybe to Blinman. The other track went to Coburn and south of the Thakurunga Hills to Menindee. Of course, they didn't go to Broken Hill in 1868 because Broken Hill didn't start till 1885. And these are records that we have. But we would love to establish that this actually was the changeover station. So if anyone out there has got any ideas, please send the information in.